You mentioned vegetables and fruits, and but I also want to ask you about different meats that y'all would have eaten. Let's maybe start with beef. I mean, I'm sure y'all slaughtered your own cows for beef.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What kind of meat would you take off the cow to eat? What are the different kinds of meat you would eat off the cow?
Well, steaks and roasts and hamburgers.
Okay. Did you ever either when you were working the ranch or when you were growing up, did you ever have a beef that had been dried out, dry meat?
Dried beef.
Okay. Is that what people would have called it, dried beef? Did they ever call it jerky?
Jerky. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about
dried beef, I guess, was a common name, of course, jerky in later years.
Okay.
But Dad tells about when he was punching cows on his way into the valley or down in Texas. Why? That's about all he had to eat. Lots of times he'd get out, looking for strays, mm-hmm. and he'd always have a saddlebag full of jerky
mm-hmm.
and dried beef, and that maybe for a couple of days, that's mm-hmm. all he'd have, was dried beef.
Did your mother ever fix chip beef?
Yeah, that's about the same as it was
okay.
jerky,
okay.
little different. Okay. Well, we did a lot more than mother. I don't know if mother ever did, but we did. We made a lot of it. I used to kill a lot of deer and elk, and then you make that dried beef out of, or the dried meat out of the elk and deer, and of course we did some beef too, and then you take it. Before it gets real hard dry, of course, we didn't have a deep freeze up on the ranch, but so we made a lot of this dried beef. And of course, there's corned beef, that's a certain stage. That's before you smoke it and it's just salty and corned beef and cabbage. But we didn't do too much of that. We would dry it out a little drier and then put a smoke on it, a liquid smoke, because we didn't have a smoke out. And then we'd bring it down to the butcher shop and have them chip it. In other words, chip beef.
Okay.
Slice it.
Slice it off.
And I know the one butcher we had here, we'd bring that down and have him slice it. He said, "Can I have a mess of that?" And they sliced it for nothing. Mary Louise said, "Sure, go ahead." And boy, he said, that sure is good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we got on to how to make it,
mm-hmm.
and we sure did enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I still, you just can't get, you can't buy good chip beef anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be able to, but you can't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just wished I was able to do some of my own, by God.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's great stuff, that chip beef.
It is good.
And the jerky, they must they sell quite a little of that. You can buy it nearly every place. And I don't care much about the regular old jerky, though. I sure like the chip beef.
Mm. Did y'all eat any pork?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we probably ate more pork when I was a kid growing up than I did beef. Because it seemed like we always raised 4 or 5 hogs, or maybe more. And then we'd butcher them. We'd have a butcher bee, I guess. The neighbors come in and we'd scald those hogs and butcher them. And made their own sausage. And even to the mother would clean the intestines. That's the way. Wash them out and clean them. And for stuffing, we had a stuffer. And of course now you buy those casings, but in those days you couldn't buy them. And so we had to